Listen up, Australia. They're not here. They're not here. They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch. So we've got some best bits for you. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Well, good afternoon. Get yourself excited. It's State of Origin Game 3 Decider Wednesday. And Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy back Monday. Next Monday to drive you home again. Coming up this afternoon, Kitty Flanagan, love her, and Edmonds the same. Two of Australia's finest comedians will be on this very show. We'll be opening up your calls on how you had a big night out and strange places you've woken up. That's soon. But it's not often we talk about gardening on the show, but there is a first time for everything. And it came courtesy of some green-thumbed criminals.
I need to report a crime.
Kennedy Malloy's crime report.
All right, you kick us off, Jane. Where are you going first?
I'm going to WA.
WA?
To Mount Lawley. Yeah.
Mount Lawley, I've been there.
Have you?
Wonderful place.
Beautiful. Well, they've got lovely leafy suburbs in Mount Lawley.
They do indeed.
Lovely houses.
Very good bowling club.
Yes, indeed. Mm. That's right. They keep their front lawns beautifully manicured.
All right, what's the point?
They have lots of plants. There's a plant thief on the loose.
Good Lord. Is there any other kind? That is unbelievable.
Owners in of a house in Mount Lawley have had to take the drastic step of installing temporary fencing to stop a bloody thief of their plants. They pop them in the ground next minute.
Is he a serial thief? Is it is more
cereal.
Than one house?
Serial. They've had to.
Is there a pattern of behaviour?
There is a pattern.
Is there a certain type of plant
yes.
he likes?
Oh, no, I think it's just your, it could be your succulents.
Your deciduous?
Yes.
You can't say deciduous on radio.
I can't. I'll dump that.
You dump that?
Hashtag me too.
Do you know who I think it is? Don Burke. This has got the hand of Don Burke written all
That's
over
That's dreadful.
Are they digging it out of the ground?
Yes.
So not just pots, they're... Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, they've had to put a sign up in the front yard. Oh. A very big sign, mind you. It says, "We have a repetitive plant thief in our neighbourhood." To the individual, or S individuals, involved, shame on you. This thief has been reported to the police. That is so
pathetic,
isn't it?
If you were going to steal a plant, what one would you go for?
I would
like if you were mapping it out and you had all the pictures on the wall,
yep.
and stuff.
What would be my plant of choice? Oh, a gardenia.
Oh yeah,
yeah, definitely.
I tell you what's one of the most expensive is your grass trees. They're really expensive.
Grass trees.
Sounds like we may have a plant thief in the studio. Someone who's done their homework.
No, I just know they are expensive.
Yeah, you spend a lot of time outside and gardening with
green thumb.
What happened to that tool that you used that you stole from the office?
I didn't steal it.
Yeah, the one that you're
So you're a thief. You're a known thief.
Well,
who steals garden implements? I'd go a rhododendron.
Oh yeah,
the bush.
My God, you're obsessed with rhododendrons.
Well, have you seen?
The second time you've mentioned them this week.
Have you seen a more beautiful...
Yes, I have. Seen lots more beautiful flowers than a bloody rhododendron.
I don't trust you.
You're not thinking of a hydrangea, are you? Do you know what a hydrangea looks like?
No.
Oh, they're a bit fickle, hydrangeas.
What? Fickle?
Would you ever steal a fern?
Maidenhair fir? Maidenhair ferns were very big in the 70s.
What about the wild plant? You know the one? The bird's eye.
Yeah, birds of prey.
Birds of prey.
Birds of paradise.
I beg your pardon.
God, who am I working with? Clearly not Don Burke. No one here knows anything about gardening. Well, you're off the hook.
What about a potted plant? Do you like a potted plant or do you like a more natural plant?
No, dumb, over potted plants.
What about a plant put in a windowsill arrangement?
No, unless they're herbs.
What about...
stop asking.
What about 20 marijuana plants in my roof? Under hydronic.
You couldn't look. This is one thing I know.
I had one of those stolen ones.
Did you?
Oh, well, the cops would know.
I dropped to my knees and wept. I was at uni at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a crazy kid.
Did you have a crop house?
Not a whole house.
Quite. Let's watch the implication.
I had it in the back garden. And
you?
I should have known because there were builders on the roof of the next house.
Mm. Oh.
And any idiot should have put two and two together.
I can't believe you kept something alive.
The next...
To be frank.
The next day, there was just a trail of dirt leading out the side of my house over a back
really?
Fence.
Really?
Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
Jane Kennedy experiencing a wild, wild life right now in the jungles of Uganda with the silverback gorillas. Can't wait to hear all about it with the return of Kennedy Malloy. On Monday afternoon, Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Anne Edmonds, she's in. She's one of our regulars. We love her. She prompted a conversation about ye oldie alcoholic drinks.
Speaking of drinking, I know you were talking about people hangovers. I've taken up port. of all things.
Good Lord. Now, yeah. What talk me, walk me through this, Anne.
Well, I don't know. The comedy festival.
You're a 70-year-old man.
Yes, I am. That's the twist. No, I finished the comedy festival and you know, we went away and into the country with like an open fire and I thought, I need port. This is what I need.
The old so, worldy port. Tawny.
So it's an open fire. You can't have an open fire unless it's accompanied by a good port.
I think so.
What's your style? You're like a tawny port?
A tawny. Well, like, I don't know much about
it. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Grandfather.
Port.
If you go to your standard bottle shop, like especially in a rural area, and ask for the ports, they look at you a bit strangely.
Do they?
And then direct you to the worst shelf in the whole bottle shop.
Bit dusty.
Very dusty. It's the shelf that's it's on the bottom. You would have seen it before. It's got sort of 9 litre bottles of sherry for $6. It's got and I hadn't been.
Yes, I do know.
You know that shelf.
Oh, yeah.
You know that shelf. And I hadn't been to that shelf since my teenage years because that's where the Stones ginger beer.
Stones ginger wine.
Yes.
That was a good. There was also summer wine.
Yes.
I personally was a blackberry nip man.
All right.
Well, I was a blackberry nip woman.
When you've knocked over a bottle of blackberry nip, you're anybody's. Yeah.
And also,
you're open for business.
There's a lot of mums that had to clean up a lot of purple spew.
Yeah, right.
After blackberry nip that I know of the girls that I grew up with.
But it was in that price range.
Yes.
It was in the Blue Nun,
Benin
price range.
Putrid.
Yeah, and the ginger wine was like almost like syrup. Like you could pour it ice cream if you wanted to.
What about in the cocktail department? Did you ever partake of a fluffy duck? I still sometimes going into some of the finest cocktail bars around the world and going, and I'll have a beer and a couple of fluffy ducks for the ladies, thank you. Just to see the look on their face.
That's exactly the cocktail I was thinking of. Grasshopper was another
Grasshopper?
One.
Yeah.
We've got some Stones on the way, by the way. So
no.
Oh, hello.
Oh, my God. And they've got glasses.
What is it based on?
You love this.
Nightmares, I think.
Green ginger wine.
Stones,
is it like ginger in it?
Green ginger.
God, what a
Hello, girls.
Hi, how much was it?
It was $12.99.
I don't think it's gone up.
Take it back.
$12.99.
You've been robbed.
We're dishing it out here.
I can smell it.
Ew. Oh, there it is! Oh, my God!
Oh, Jane's come for a couple of extra seats.
I feel like I'm about to pash a 14-year-old.
Be very careful when you leave the
street. Right behind you. Be careful.
Oh, it's got a bit of sharpness.
Oh, it's not nice.
Oh, it's a bit sharp, is it? Oh, no. For $12 a bottle. Sorry, Jane.
It's catching me at the back of my throat.
Jane flies to France just to have some champagne for breakfast. Yeah. So you can imagine it. What would you do?
What year is this?
I'm going to guess it's like 2019.
I think you might be spot on. Just Scott was just quickly going to say one drink that we've forgotten about.
Yes.
Hey, Scott, what have we left off the list?
Brandivino.
The Swingers counting the beat on Kennedy Malloy's rostered week off. Perfect week off for Mick. Sit down tonight in front of the telly and watch the State of Origin Game 3 Series Decider, New South Wales, Queensland. You got Dangerous Dave here. We are dipping into the archives of Kennedy Malloy, and we've pulled out another nugget for you right now. And we opened up the lines and took plenty of your calls on how you knew you had a big night out, mostly about the strange places you've woken up.
How do you know when you've had a big night? What's the telltale sign? Let's start with Phil. Phil, what happened to you?
I was in uni in the late 80s, and I was in charge of the cocktail table, and I introduced a lot of people to the Harvey Wallbanger.
Harvey Wallbanger. Mm. Now, what was that? That was
orange juice involved?
40 mil of Gilliano, 40 mil of vodka, topped up with a bit of OJ and mixed.
Yeah, good. Well done. All right, what happened to you?
After about, I don't even know how many of those I had, but I decided to walk home, and there was a private girls' school on the way home to my house, and it was in the middle of summer. I fell asleep in the middle of the playing pitches, and I woke up the next morning being prodded by about a dozen girls with hockey sticks.
Wow.
And, in the middle of this intra-club sports day.
Hockey one, hockey two.
Hockey one, hockey two.
Bang.
Oh, Phil, well done. Not a good place to disgrace yourself. Steve's on the line. Steve, what happened to you?
Oh, it was a shocker. Actually, it was a good night. It was a midnight oil concert at Redhead Beach.
Well done.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Well, nothing. But I smuggled a bladder of port into the bottom of my backpack.
Oh, my God.
And we danced the night away, and then I must have had a massive long blink because I woke up someone nudging me in the shoulder, and it was like, oh, hang on, what's going on? And look, and it was a council worker, and I was actually sitting at the bottom of one of the kids' slides in the park in Redhead Beach.
Oh, classy.
Yeah. So the sweat's dribbling off me. And
mate.
You better get moving before the coppers nab you.
I woke up in a treehouse once.
Did you?
Of course you did.
A long time ago.
No, I wasn't. You didn't do Captain Cook's Cottage.
Sadly, I wasn't alone.
Right. Crikey. That's enough information for now, isn't it?
Hey, Derek, what happened to you?
Yes, mate. I was in the building industry again, late 80s-ish, and I was walking home with a mate of mine. I was staying at his place because we were working together on the Saturday.
Yep.
And between Abbotsford and his place in Collingwood, there was about 27 pubs, so we had to stop at each one because that was a polite thing to do.
Yes, it was.
And just before he got home, he decided he was going to put a pavement pizza over someone's fence. And when he woke up in the morning, he gave me a big cheesy grin. He had a big gap in his teeth. Well, we had to go back to where he'd laid his pavement pizza, and he pulled his false teeth out of there.
He spit up his false teeth.
He spat up his false teeth, the poor bugger.
That's how you know you've had a big night.
That's a big night.
When you've
got to
go back and fish your dentures.
Out of your pizza spew.
Perry's on the line. Perry, how do you know?
We had a big day at the Melbourne Cup.
Mm. Yep.
Bumped in some rugby players from Sydney and went down to a pub in South Melbourne.
Yep.
Drinking mine benders, which are creamed de Montanuso.
Oh, man. My God. I'm writing that down
right.
Now, Perry.
Yes.
Next thing we knew, we were on the Oriana leaving Melbourne.
What? What do you mean?
You're on a ship.
Sailing back to Sydney.
Jeez.
We're through the heads. One of the girls that was with us said, got upstairs to the bridge and asked the captain to turn the ship around.
Sure. He was pleased with that.
Well, I was just lucky that we're actually drinking with the one of the policemen on duty. He said, these people just didn't know what they were doing, and they took the hat around, got enough money for a cabin for us.
Aww.
To get a cabin.
That's amazing.
So you basically stowed away, Perry. Well done. Good call. I like it a lot. Dino's on the line. Dino, what happened?
Well, mate, yeah, years ago when I was a young bloke, got on the grog all night and, woke up in the front garden of the Central Coast League Club with the council worker hosing me down.
God, Dino.
They do that to me every time I leave.
As we inch closer to Game 3 of Origin, the decider tonight, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. That's Smash Mouth, by the way. There's All-Star in Excess with new sensation as well. Hey, it's Dangerous Dave Williams here. Saw Jimmy Barnes on his Instagram the last couple of days, living the life in Europe. He's doing a bunch of shows. Barnes is flying at the moment. He's got the Shutting Down Your Town tour across Australia coming up. We had him in on the release of the new album, and he really is quite busy, Barnesy.
I thought you would be having a nice retiring year ahead. You and Jane go on a bit of a nice leisurely holiday to the south of France.
We did that as well.
We did do that. We might have caught up when we were overseas together at a stage and had great fun. But no, you've gone bonkers, mate. You're travelling around the world with this big tour coming up starting in September.
Mm-hmm.
Queensland, bloody New South Wales. I'm doing a lot of swearing.
I have that effect on people. Don't worry. It's me and Mick. We have that effect.
That's
on
it. Go for your life.
Sorry about that.
We won't blush.
Hey, everyone, you've got to jump on board this Barnes Road Tour. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And Jed is supporting some of the shows as well, Jane, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, which is awesome,
I'm so glad they're back together.
So am I. And I was talking to Chris Cheney, who did some shows with them the other day, and he just said they're awesome.
Oh,
he said they're so on now, and they're really firing. So I'm really looking forward. I mean, he's such a great singer.
You're working harder than you've ever worked before. What are you doing, mate?
Well, I've actually got a lot. It's funny, when you're not recovering all the time. it's just ridiculous how much spare time you've got.
How long has this been going on?
That's hilarious.
Why did I miss this,
What's that big ball in the sky? What do you call it?
Is that daylight?
The sun? I'll tell you what.
It's literally like that, though, because I wake up and I go, okay, what am I going to do today? I'm writing another book. I've already got another kid's book in at publishers at the moment.
Fantastic.
I'm writing a fiction as well as a non-fiction.
And your new album, My Criminal Record.
I heard a rumour, Chisels. Anything you can tell me?
We started writing.
Bang!
So there will be, I reckon there'll be a Cold Chisel record probably by the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Man.
And there'll be a Cold Chisel tour starting at the end of the year.
There'll be a Cold Chisel tour.
Yeah, and the other thing, I want to make three records in this year. Oh, yeah. I've got this one, I've got Cold Chisel, and I want to make a rockabilly record with Chris Chaney and Slim Jim Phantom from Stray Cats.
Perfect.
So that'd be like early next year.
That's a trifecta, right?
Someone needs to shoot you in the ass with a tranquilizer. Right? You've got
that just encouraged me.
Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
State of Origin Wednesday, game decider tonight.
Hello, Dane. I'm very excited. It's Dangerous Dave here. Jane and Mick back Monday. Yes, Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Hey, we took your calls on the bans and the rules that you have instituted at your workplace. We have a few here in the office. We'll be sharing those with you soon. Kitty Flanagan, she was in, told us a story about searching for a new house to rent. We love her. But let's get back to Jane Kennedy right now, who we know is a mum of five. And two of those kids were on a school camp. And look, Jane was a little worried.
Jane's twin boys are off at a school camp.
It's five days.
In a part of the country that's, let's just say, the weather's not great.
Yeah. Polar blast, I think.
Record low temperatures.
Polar blast.
Record of 7 years temperatures and snow.
They've gone to Victoria. They're in Mount Macedon. And this is a notoriously... I did a film in Mount Macedon at night. We did night shoots up there, and I've never been to a colder place in my life. It was like the whole film ended up in fisticuffs. Everyone went mad.
Stop it. I don't want this to be Lord of the Flies.
Well, it could end up
I'm
that way.
I'm just worried that I went through what I've packed for them. Mm. I said, boys, watch what I've got in your bags. And they're going, what? Sorry, what's that? There's three fleeces you've got. You've got a layer. That's the key. Oh, thermal underwear. Don't get silly because I've said the word underwear. And they're going, mum, underwear. Go, it's thermal. It will save your life.
So what's the issue?
It's cold and I'm worried about them.
You are.
What?
On my school camp, we had to eat someone. We were pretty much left to our own devices. At my school camp, I cut my thumb off and had to have it sewed back on by a vet.
Stop it.
That's a true story.
I can't imagine you behaving well on
camp. We went kayaking in a swollen river and let's just say no kayaks made it back and two boys did.
No, my head's flying off.
You're incredible.
Yeah. Really?
Come on.
That's all right. They're just, you know, young guys. They don't need to be that hardy. It's ridiculous.
But they're at camp, right?
Yeah.
So
they had to sleep overnight in tents.
So
well, their tents were. What if they go out and they get soaked and
their tents are like they got a butler.
How do they put
their
a tent
will
up?
Have a butler,
electric blanket.
So have you called the school?
No,
you have.
I didn't call the school. One of my girlfriends didn't bang me. Don't worry, there's a few of us.
And
calling.
What did you say you were going to do? What did you say you wanted to do?
I want to what? Pick them up?
You want to be there for them, meet them at the bus when they get off the bus.
Of course I do. I want to be there
on they're coming back from the war or something.
I said I might be a bit late in on Friday because the bus is coming and I want to be there when they get off the bus.
It's 4 days.
I might start crying.
Oh,
I miss them.
Do you?
Yes. If they
come back.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off.
That Selling the Drama from Live had Dude Looks Like a Lady, Aerosmith, and Snow Patrol with Hands Open. Hey, perfect conditions in Sydney tonight for the Game 3 decider State of Origin. Keep it here for all the latest. We're going to hear from Kitty Flanagan coming up soon. She was in. But a few weeks ago, a very large cruise ship was out of control while docking in Venice and ran into the pier in a riverboat that was docked there. We talked to a couple of Aussies that were on board.
This is in Venice and a massive liner has run into...
The cruise terminal dock,
and a smaller ship.
This is a really sort of busy area, but there's the big ships. Venice is pretty old, right?
Yeah.
So you can't imagine that they imagine there would be huge ships like this coming in.
A Gold Coast couple have captured the viral footage from aboard the cruise ship. They were spending their first night on the ship as it crashed into the pier. Have a listen to this. Obviously, they've got vision of this, but this is audio that
of
they
the
recorded.
Of it coming in.
Yep.
Get out of the way.
Look, they haven't just nicked it.
No.
A little damage there.
Well, I tell you what, we've got one half of that couple on the line right now.
Ciao, Roberto Loretti.
Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, I'm here, mate. I'm all here. Actually, I've got a friend of mine, Mike, who was alongside of me at the same time.
Okay, well, hello to the two of you. Now, talk us through what happened. Did they let you know there was about to be an impact, or were you just had your head out the window at the time going, guys, this doesn't look good?
No, we're actually having breakfast on my balcony, which I've got a prime position where it points forward just above the bridge, yes, where they steer this bloody thing.
Yeah.
So I had a bird's eye view of everything that was happening. You know, so I worked it out about a minute and a half before that the boat's heading for the port. I don't think we've got a lot of room to swing this thing to the left.
Well, all I can say is it's lucky you and your partner weren't doing the old Titanic off the front of the boat at the time. The old king of the world!
Robert, tell us from your point of view what you could see down below, and people obviously waiting for everybody to get off the ship. What was going on down below?
The pier that you're looking at is where the riverboats dock.
Yep.
We were supposed to go about 400 metres past that. That wasn't our docking.
You could crush those riverboats like an ant. Those things, what are they? They're like one story, aren't they?
Well, yeah, they're a very low-lying boat. But they were disembarking at the time.
Oh, my God.
Every time, once they saw us heading there, the speed of the disembarkment suddenly...
faster.
Yeah. Much faster. You know, so, by the time the horn went, they worked it out that, we're not stopping.
So, guys, did they not do any emergency alert before the impact, or was it only afterwards that alarms started going off, or...?
10 seconds before impact. This is Mike. 10 seconds before impact, they sounded the horn and they dropped the anchors. You could hear the captain saying, "Drop the anchors."
A little late.
It was a bit bloody late.
Well, the horn you were hearing as we're about to impact, it was their warning. I think us saying, "Oh my God, get out of the bloody way!" Just before that, it was.
Hey guys.
Guys,
have they offered an explanation post crash of what happened and why overreached?
No
explanation's come out from anybody.
And what happens to your cruise now? What happens to your cruise? What day? So this was day one of your cruise?
That was day one. We were supposed to leave that afternoon, I think at 4, is that right?
Yeah.
We were supposed to dock by 9 and leave by 4. It's now the next day at about, 8:30 or something?
In the morning. Yeah.
In the morning, and we're still here.
Oh, you haven't gone anywhere?
And we're... No. We're supposed to be leaving at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
What, the bar got a caning last night?
Harry's bar.
Make sure you go down with the ship.
Well, they gave us open bar last night, so let's hope the captain's not wasn't in there.
You know the residents of Venice, though. They've of course been really pissed off with all these big ships coming in, saying one day something's going to happen. Yeah.
Well, the protesters didn't take long getting there. They were standing there with their flag within seconds of us hitting the pier. They must have known something was going to happen.
Wow.
I reckon they must have known the pilot.
As the sun sets on a Wednesday, Origin Decider gets even closer. Hey, you're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Jane and Mick are back on Monday.
This is a workplace.
This kind of behaviour can't be tolerated.
What is driving you to this behaviour?
Kennedy Malloy's Workplace Wrap-Up.
Come on, this is a workplace.
What's going on in the workplace?
Yeah. Mm.
What's acceptable, what's not, what people want, what you don't like, what's annoying in the office place.
Yeah.
That's what we're on to. Steve, hey, what's happening in your office place? What gets you going, mate?
The heating up of food in the microwave. Seriously, we've got some people there that heat up God knows what it is.
Yep.
And these are the same people that have bad breath and VO.
Wow.
It's sort of like a supercharged version of bad breath being blown throughout the whole.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Can I just ask, are you calling from inside this building?
It seems to be a major issue.
I get this. The microwave, especially if you're still working at the office around dinner time, can get like woofy real quick.
A lot of
And there's a great concern, too, of the way that people keep food, food that goes off. So you double that when you put in a microwave.
Yeah, not great.
Vile.
Troy.
Hey, Troy. What happens with you?
Well, we've got a list of food, similar to your first caller, we are being from being able to have in our kitchen.
So, fair enough. So is this for the microwave or for the fridge? Or
Both microwave and the fridge. The fridge looks like there's been food in there since the First World War.
Yeah, same here.
And the kitchen, we've had people out, the fire brigade out, we thought there was a gas leak, and it turned out the ice between were heating up their rice and fish.
Oh, they've all come in the radiation suits. Out.
Yes, they did.
Janet, what's going on, Janet?
Automotive company I used to work for, the boss made us call him by Mr. Collins, his full name, and the man in the company could call him by his Christian name.
Oh,
come off it, Janet.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, that's not.
That's so funny.
You know me, I'm a bit old school, but that's terrible.
What do you think of that, Mr. Malloy?
That is terrible.
Great song, Cheap Trick and Dream Police, also Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy's Rostered Week Off. Tonight's the night. It's New South Wales taking on Queensland in one of the most highly anticipated Origin deciders in history. Keep it here for all the latest. Now, Kitty Flanagan was in a few weeks back telling us the story about searching for a new pad.
You've just settled down and you're renting a house and you're finding it a bit daunting, is it? You've sort of regressed a little in your mind.
Look, I turned 50 recently and had a bit of everything used to be better when I was young, you know, my body was better and everything was better. And then I had to go and rent a house and I just went, nah, do you know what? It's heaps better being old and owning a house, because renting has really taken me back to my youth. And they just treat you like rubbish when you go looking for a house. I've just been treated like I'm a criminal.
Good Lord. And you have to go through all this, you know, rigmarole.
And also then the places that you go and look at, it's not like they tart them up to show you. Like if you're going to buy a house, they really tart it up.
Yeah. Put on the classical music.
Yeah.
I went into
bake the bread, coffee
put
smell.
The coffee on. I went into a house the other day and the guy said, look, we haven't had it cleaned yet. And I said, that's all right, I can look past that. Wow. Wow.
Maybe not look past it.
Okay, first bedroom, it was like that entire bedroom had been used as a litter tray. Like there was this weird sort of kibbly stuff all over the floor. Then I got to the second bedroom, a little bit curious, thinking, what was happening in that first bedroom? Then I think I found out.
What?
In the second bedroom, feathers everywhere. I think they were running a cockfighting ring. And the first like was like the waiting room for all the cocks, like in there scrabbling, you know, scrabbling around in that litter stuff. And the guy said to me, I think a pillow might have burst. And I went, oh, please.
Could you still see past it?
Been shot with a shotgun, if that's what's happened. It was no, I couldn't see past it.
Pillow's been shot with a shotgun.
It had not burst. No pillow burst. I had feathers everywhere. I'm just tense in there all the time. I'm not in the cockfighting house.
It'll pass. And you really, I know
you're not in the cockfighting house.
No, I'm not in the cockfighting house.
Thank God I just had an image of you sitting there.
I don't want people stopping me in the street going, hey, I've got a rooster. I reckon he's a contender. Can I bring him over? I'm not in the cockfighting house.
Doesn't feel like you to me. No, not at all.